Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Big Bill?
Hey, what's going on?
What's happening, man? Tell us. Tell us about your misery. How can we help you?
Man, I went out with this girl. We had a great time. Probably the third day, we went back to her place. And, you know, we ended up hooking up. And everything was great, man. Like, I'm a really cool girl. And then I actually stayed at her house. And then I've been trying to get in touch with her. Nothing. I gave it a day. Text her again. Nothing. And then I called her a couple of times. And she's just completely ghosting me. Like, she fell off the face of the earth, man. And I'm trying to just figure out what happened.
And this came after the hooking up and staying over?
Yeah. Like, I don't understand. I literally have no idea what I did wrong.
We can narrow it down.
We have ideas, but...
Yeah.
No, nothing at all. I cooked breakfast for her at her own house the next day.
She was cool the next morning.
She was totally cool. We kissed. We even, like, hooked up in the morning, too.
Okay.
So that's why I'm like, beyond confused, man. I'm just so confused.
I was going to say, perhaps she might have been a little disappointed in your performance, but...
Well, remember how you called me Big Bill? I mean, that's my nickname.
Oh, you know what I mean? Jesus.
All right, listen. Hang on. Second date update on the 10s. We'll call her next.
Now back to the second date update on the 10s.
With the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Bill. He went out with this girl, Melanie.
Big Bill.
And it's not because he's a fatty. So Big Bill and Melanie went out a couple times. He ended up spending the night at her house, and they made sweet love. Now, the next morning, she didn't have a look of disappointment on her face. No, they did it again. He got a kiss goodbye. He made her breakfast. And then he hasn't heard back from her since. Be quiet. We're going to call her.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for a Melanie. Is this her?
Yeah, this is her.
Perfect. So Melanie, my name is... We're calling you from Hot 96.9, first of all, the radio station. And my name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. And the reason... So we got your phone number from a guy who you know who likes you, okay? So we're not just calling you out of the blue.
Okay.
So...
Think you're not?
Yeah. So this gentleman who gave us your phone number would love to take you out on a dream date of your choosing. And what I mean is you tell us wherever you'd love to go, perhaps a nice restaurant or something like that, and we will reserve the whole thing. We'll pay for whatever it is you want. You know, maybe you and this gentleman will hit it off. And I'm going to tell you, and this isn't a setup. Like, I'm literally going to tell you the guy's name. Bill is his name. You guys actually have hung out a few times before.
I'm good. Thanks for calling, though.
No, wait, hold on.
Not interested.
No, Big Bill, though.
Yeah, he said you guys hung out. He stayed over your house. And like I said,
yeah,
it's a date that we'll pay for.
No,
you guys, we'll pay for the thing. You go, maybe you guys will hit it off again. He said it was kind of weird that last time he saw you, you know, you haven't hit him up since then. But when he told us about the last time you guys hung out together, he said everything seemed very good.
He kind of claimed that he was handy, you know, like he could put stuff together. And so I had just bought this this TV, brand new TV. And I was like, well, you know, can you help me with this? Because it's heavy. 75-inch TV. Like, and he jumped right on it. He knew what he was doing. He mounted that TV. It looked awesome, like great. And then the next day, I'm sitting down, minding my business, watching the Oscars, my new TV, and the dog breaks my grandma's porcelain doll that I have right on the knee. You know, I'm not the handiest person in the world, but I do know that you have to put things in studs. And when it fell, it took a little piece of my wall with it.
What the f*** is a stud?
Oh, Jesus.
What?
Melanie, okay, hold on a second. Bill, okay. Melody, Bill is on the phone.
God, he doesn't
Bill,
know.
I don't talk to you. And,
okay, well, all right. First of all, what girl asked the guy to put up a TV before we're going to, like, hook up? I'm not a handyman. I mean, I put together, like, an IKEA, you know, furniture table, like, 5 years ago. But, like, what Bill, girl does that?
Bill, why are you mad? Why didn't you just say you can't do it?
I mean, she asked me to hang up the TV, like, right before we're going to okay? Of course I'm going to hang up the TV. It's like an ultimatum. I'm going to get that TV hung up no matter what.
Yo,
the hell
he was
I do,
so fast.
And then hook up.
I see his side. Listen, it just sounds like a misunderstanding to me, Melanie.
It's a total misunderstanding.
I don't think so. I mean, my bill has racked up, and that is not a misunderstanding.
It's not my fault. You have shit. I mean, okay?
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's not your fault. My TV is ruined. My wall needs to be fixed. My grandmother's porcelain dolls are done. And thank God that my cat has reflexes, because if not, you would have killed the cat, too.
Oh!
You have a cat?
All right, listen. How about, like, again, it's just a misunderstanding. How about you guys, again, we'll pay for the date. You guys can go back out, talk about this, and see if you can hit it off again. What do you think, Melanie?
I think you can write me a check for that date you were going to send me on with Bill, so I can start racking up some cash to redo everything that he undid.
That's Bill's issue to reimburse you.
Next time you ask a guy to do a favor, make sure he's not sucking on your before you ask him to do it.
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
All right, listen, you can talk about work while you're on a date. You just can't actually work while you're on a date, or else you're going to end up on the second date update on the 10th. That's what we do every weekday. 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10 right here. Hot. Nice.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.